Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, Journey of You family. How are you doing today? Come on, come have a seat on the couch, and let's have a conversation. I want to talk about building from the ground up and truly counting the cost of the things that you're setting out to do, okay? And I want to start with the scripture. It's found in Luke 14, 28. I'm going to read it to you in a couple of different versions. We're going to start with the New International versions. And it says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? New Living Translation. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Last one, English Standard Version. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost whether he has enough to complete it? What things are you setting out to do that you're just like, okay, I'm going to start right now? But you haven't actually written out that vision or plan for what it is you're trying to do. Another scripture tells us that without a vision, the people perish. Or in Habakkuk 2:2, to write the vision and make it plain that he may run who reads it. And so you have to have a vision and a plan. And you've got to start with that strong, solid foundation. So that way, as you are building on more and more, the bottom part doesn't cave out underneath you while you're trying to do the top part. That's even like, think about building an actual building or a house. They don't start with the roof. They start with the foundation. And they make sure that it's solid. And whether you've got a basement or a concrete slab, when they lay that concrete, it has to sit and cure. They don't just lay it today and then tomorrow all of a sudden walls are going up. Nope. You usually see a week to 2 weeks, depending on the project, it could be up to 30 days, that they're letting it sit and cure before they start building on it to make sure that they account for any shifts in the land, that the concrete's able to settle and be fully cured, so that when they start building on it, they don't have to worry about that foundation moving because it's solid. I want to give you some scriptures behind that as well, okay? Matthew 7 and 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. I'm sure that you've heard the scripture, I won't assume. There is a scripture that talks about if you built your house on sand or if you built it on rock. And if you build it on sand, the wind may come, it's going to blow it right away. If you build it on anything other than solid rock, the wind and the waves can come and take it right out. And so you've got to have that solid foundation. And so that's what it talks about. Even in 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 13, verse 11 says, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. First of all, anything in your life, Jesus Christ is the main foundation you need to have because that's the only thing that can't be broken. You can anchor to him. And even if all hell breaks loose around you, he's going to keep you afloat. He's going to make sure that water doesn't overtake you. He's going to make sure that you're not able to drown in the rivers and waves coming against you. And even if you're walking through fire, he's going to make sure you don't even get burned and that your clothes don't get singed. So he should be your main foundation. The other one that I wanted to tell you was 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God's got to be your cornerstone, okay? He's got to be everything that you base your entire life on. So in that, you want to make sure that you are trusting God and seeking His face. You're seeking His word, and you are praying and meditating, ensuring that what you're trying to do is in alignment with what He wants you to do. Psalms 37:4 tells us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us the desires of our heart, even if it looks differently than we were planning. And so we're planning, we're making this plan, we're executing, and we're going left, and we're going strong, 100 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, there's a roadblock, and God's like, shift and go right instead. And you're like, but I wanted to keep going. What I'm aiming for is in that direction. But there may be something coming up that we don't know about that He does. And so He shifts our direction to go differently, that we're still going to get to that same end result because His purpose always prevails no matter what. But it might look differently than what we were thinking. It's going to be better, much better, because His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But if our foundation is strong, we're not going to get rattled when things go differently than what we expected or when it looks differently than we planned. And so being okay with that and being able to just say, okay, God, I trust you, even in blind faith, even when it's uncertain and unknown and unsure, you're still trusting Him. You're not completely caught off guard, and then all of a sudden you can't keep going forward. It's not a surprise to God, even when it's a surprise to us. And so being able to keep moving forward. But if you're building from the ground up and you have that solid foundation that's rooted in Him, then no matter what, things are going to keep moving forward like they're supposed to. It might not be in your timing, and it might not look exactly the way you imagined, and that's okay, but you're still taking those steps to get there. And so, as long as you're staying in tune and in sync with God, you can get there, and you can still rejoice along the journey and rejoice when you arrive at that destination. And so, this week, that's what I want you to be encouraged in building from the ground up, making sure that you're starting with a solid foundation and building on it from there. So, again, as things come up and maybe that particular framing doesn't pass inspection, or the plumbing that you put in, has to be redone, or the electrical you put in has to be rerouted. That's okay. God's still in control. You're still going to get to the end result. But hey, now you know that it's already up to code. It's what you need it to be. So the next time you're going to pass inspection and you can keep going, because you would hate to have already framed up all the walls, put in all the electrical, all the plumbing, all the HVAC. And then they've already put up all the drywall to come back and find out you've got to rip all that drywall out, all the taping and painting, everything you've already done, and go back down to the studs and start over again. That's going to cost you a lot of time and a lot of money. But if you had gotten it inspected along each step of the process and made sure that, okay, this is solid, okay, let's go to the next step, then you're not having to rework and double back and redo, which is costing you extra time, extra money, extra that you don't have to waste. And so, build it on that solid foundation from the beginning so that you can keep moving forward little by little, making it grow till you get to that end goal. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, Father. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for your guidance, your direction, your instruction. Thank you for your word, which is your love letter to us, Lord, that teaches us how to build on a solid foundation and how to have you as our rock and our solid foundation that we're building upon. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the work of our hands, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being with us each and every step of the way, Lord. You are our true inspector, Father, that shows us what we need to be doing and when we need to be doing it and how we need to do it. So I just pray over each and every person tuning in today, Lord, that you help them and lead and guide them in the directions that you want them to go, that they're able to follow through in the steps that you've already ordered for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Comment below if you have any more questions or you want to keep talking through it. I'd love to keep the conversation going. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.